Everybody, how y'all doing out there, man? Hope everything going well with y'all today. Hope y'all having a wonderful day. Hope peace is with y'all. Hope y'all pray today. You know what I'm saying? Having a blessed, peaceful day. You know, as we go through these days, man, you know what I'm saying? People gonna try to do all these, you know what I'm saying, crazy things. You know what I'm saying? Strange things, weird things out here, man. And we just got to keep our head on the swivel, you know what I'm saying? Keep our mind on our Father, you know what I'm saying? Focus on His laws, because the more you stay on our Father's laws, the more you read, the more you learn, you know what I'm saying? The more wisdom, knowledge, understanding you gain. And, you know what I'm saying? You become it. You know what I'm saying? You become like our Father. You become His son, not His daughter. You become His child, you know? And that's where the growth happens at. Start reading, and when you start learning about our Father, that's when you get stagnant, you know what I'm saying, and the enemy can now pursue to attack, because you know the spirit is not being fed, so you're moving in the flesh, you know, and you want to be able to analyze and figure out, you know, how can I keep my eyes on God and not what's in front of me, not what's going on in front of me, you know. That's why I tell y'all, you gotta fast and pray and, you know, read and stay in tune, you know what I'm saying? Because, like our Father said, if you're not putting Him first and you're putting something else over Him, that's your God, you know what I'm saying? So it's easy to be easily distracted in this world, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the world like, especially in a country like America, because there's so much going on. Like around you, you know, there's so many things to get into, so much things going on to keep you busy, to keep you, you know what I'm saying, away from the word. So you got to find a place to focus. You got to find a place to have peace. You know what I'm saying? You got to find that place. That's supposed to be a happy place. That's supposed to be the time with you and God, you know what I'm saying? And your family, if any, you know what I'm saying, are in the word with you. Just by yourself, or with your spouse, or however you want to do it. But also, some alone time with God you're supposed to have. But yeah, like, you know, so, because people, you know what I'm saying, are getting crazier. This world is getting wicked, more wickeder. It's a lot of chaos going on. You know what I'm saying? Interest rates up. You know, people losing jobs, people not getting jobs, you know what I'm saying? Jobs going down, all type of things going on right now. So it's so much going on that if you get distracted, you know what I'm saying, then you can't focus. You know, gas prices going up, all these things, you can't focus. So you need to be able to be in a space where you can focus on the Father, because everything about this life is in the Bible. But if you don't have that focus, then you're not going to be able to witness what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to have that peace that I'm telling you about. You know what I'm saying? During crisis and during situations and you know what I'm saying, recessions or whatever they want to call it. You know what I'm saying? During the chaos in the world, our Father tell us all these things will be going on. Rumors of wars, all type of things. All this stuff will be going on. You know what I'm saying? People getting married. All these things will be going on. Why? Wow. You know, the children of God are with Him, living for Him, and doing as they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Giving the word, reading the word, fasting, praying. You know what I'm saying? While we're doing all these things, serving our Father the right way, glorifying Him, honoring Him, all these things will be going on. And people will lose a lot of things that they have attained. Because they put more glory in those things than they do with our Father. You know what I'm saying? And when you put things over our Father, then He will make sure that you lose these things. You know what I'm saying? Because He wants you to put Him first, and everything else will be everything you desire will be given unto you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's a law. You know, that is a law. If you're a lawbreaker, if you break that law, then what do you expect? When you get things, you're not going to have peace with the things. You know what I'm saying? When our Father gives us things, we have peace. You know what I'm saying? When we live with him and do right in him and serve him to the best of our ability and become perfect because of his law make us perfect. You know what I'm saying? When we do these things, then we get peace when he give us things that we desire. You're not going to get peace trying to get things before God and then want to come run to God because you're not having peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't work like that. You can't do the opposite of what the law say. You know what I'm saying? Most people want to do the opposite of what the law say. They want to go and protest, go and riot, go and go to war. They want to go fight. They want to go shoot. They want to go steal. They want to go kill. They want to go murder. They want to go do all these wicked things. All these things they want to do. They want to get a business and do all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Before they come to the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Before they say, oh, Father, forgive me for my sins and everything that I have done. I repent wholeheartedly. All these things that they're supposed to do, they rather not do. You know what I'm saying? And then go and obtain all these things, you know what I'm saying, that don't benefit them in no way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? And then to find out that there's no peace. And then now they're wondering, how did I get all this stuff and still have no peace? Because you didn't put the kingdom of our Father first. You didn't put his kingdom first. You didn't put him first. You didn't step into the laws. You didn't get obedient. And when you're not obedient to God, he's going to make sure that things happen to you because it's a curse. It's an abomination to him. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to make sure you find people in the world that don't care for you. They only care for what you got. He's going to make sure you find people who swear up and down they love you, but they don't love you. And they're going to cut you in the back, stab you in the back. You know what I'm saying? He's going to make sure you find material things, you know what I'm saying, that you desire and want it. And make sure that those things are making you feel empty inside. He's going to make sure that these things happen because he said that they will. You know what I'm saying? He spoke it. He said that they will. You know what I'm saying? So you must understand that you need him, you know what I'm saying, before you need those things. But when you want to have those things before him, then you got to understand that those empty things that are created because he put the material, he put the resources on the earth so that people can create these things. He put the minds in men, you know what I'm saying, and gave them their own will so that they can create these destructive devices so that you can get attached to them for not being to him because it's a curse until you come to him and then he gives you, you know what I'm saying, piece by piece, portion at a time. You know what I'm saying? Because he know us better than we know ourselves. He created us and not we ourselves. So you must come to the master who created the whole universe, the master architect of the universe. You must come to him first. You know what I'm saying? Because he the one know all that he created on earth. Things that we haven't even discovered yet, he already know what they could be used for. You know what I'm saying? So you must understand that you can't put things before the Father. You know what I'm saying? You got to put him first. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? You could obtain the whole world, gain the whole world, and lose your soul just because you don't know him. You know what I'm saying? He was caught up in destructive things. And that's how this world operates. That's what they teach. That's what they don't teach you. You see what I'm saying? They don't teach you. They dumbing you down. You know what I'm saying? But then, when you get a little piece of knowledge somewhere out in this world about something that you didn't know, you're like, oh, this is the secret. This is what they've been hiding. Now you feel like, okay, this is how I'm going to obtain these things because now I got the secret because somebody taught me how to get some money or somebody taught me how to build a business or somebody taught me this piece of knowledge that I didn't know that ain't got nothing to do with God. You know what I'm saying? And then you go and pursue that over God. From another man who God created. You know what I'm saying? And some of these people who our Father didn't create. Because my apostle Russell Solomon said that some of these people was not created from our Father. So who? I don't know. But if it's some out here, then they out here. So you don't even know. But yeah, like I was saying. Y'all know they make clones and everything. So, but yeah, like I was saying, you go and listen to another man who our Father created, just like you, and you listen to them, and then you go and run and pursue what they told you they did or they doing, and then you go and then you may get it. But then down the tunnel you find out you losing people, you know what I'm saying? Or people stab you in the back, or you ain't got no peace, people want your money, you know what I'm saying? People doing all type of stuff to you, people robbing you, people taking you to court, all type of things. Because it's a curse. Because you put more belief in that man that told you something that you desired, you know what I'm saying, than God, who you're supposed to be desiring, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a curse, no matter what. I don't care who the riches or whatever they got, they're going to be empty because they're cursed. You got to put the kingdom of our Father first, like our Messiah said, and then everything else that you desire will be given unto you. Other than that, it's not, you're not going to be happy, man. So I'd rather do for my father and then get from my father than to not do for my father and get from man of the world, whatever it is. Because he can use man out in the world that has the knowledge to teach his children. You know what I'm saying? He can use that. He can use them out there to teach us some knowledge that we desire or things, and then it's our given time to have those things because he pursued us to the right person who would give us that knowledge the right way, and then we'll be able to obtain the things that we wanted from our desires because we seek them first, and then it will benefit us better than it even benefit the person that taught us or anybody else that may be getting taught by this person. So, you know, it just works that way, man. You have to put the law first. You can't go on the opposite side of the law. When you go on the opposite side of the law, things happen to you. You know what I'm saying? When you stay in the law, you are protected. Like Psalms 91 says. And Psalms 23 says. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I love y'all, man. Hope y'all are listening. Paying attention. I just wanted to come drop that on y'all. And may God bless y'all, man. Shalom.